Listening Library presents A Dog's Way Home by Bobby Pyron, read by Chuck Carrington and Emily Iden.
Fall. Chapter 1. Abby. It was a near-to-perfect fall day. The late October sky was so blue and crisp, it made my eyes hurt. And the Virginia hills, all colors with their pretty fall leaves, humped and folded around us like one of Meemaw's patchwork quilts. Mama squeezed my shoulder. "You couldn't ask for a prettier day for a competition." I shrugged. "Tam and I ain't here for the scenery, Mama." Mama frowned down at me. "Aren't, Abby Whistler. Don't talk like a hillbilly." Tam yipped and pawed at my leg. I bent down and scooped him up in my arms, doing my level best to ignore Mama. Tam and I weren't there for a grammar lesson, neither. We were there to win the Southeast Virginia Junior Agility Championship. Mama reached out and tickled Tam's front paws, something I happen to know he does not like but is too polite to say. Me and Tam watched Megan Smoot finish her run with her dog Sydney. Sydney dodged left instead of right around the last of the three jumps and missed the final jump altogether. "Poor Megan," Mama said. "That's going to cost her." "That Megan has the attention span of a gnat," I said. "It ain't, isn't Sydney's fault. He was just doing what Megan told him to do." Megan finished and waved weakly to the audience as she disappeared into the sidelines. The loudspeaker crackled.
"Next up, ladies and gents, we have little Abby Whistler."